Hi, everybody. My name is Nicole. If I've learned anything from this year, it's that my voice does matter.
Nearly 200 people spread out in downtown Walnut Creek on Sunday to honor the life and legacy of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Organizers called on the crowd to voice their commitment of how they will carry the work and legacy of RBG forward. As the sun set, 23-year-old Pooja Prasad led the socially distanced crowd in singing Amazing Grace as they turned on their battery-operated candles. The intergenerational crowd expressed sadness, hope, and determination to pay the work of Ruth Bader Ginsburg forward.
My name is Pooja. I'm 23 years old. As a lot of other young people said, we may not have known the legalese and a lot of the very important court decisions that Ruth Bader Ginsburg worked to uphold, but one thing we did know is that she gave us a voice. She let us be heard, and she made sure that we would be able as women and also as just anybody have equitable rights in this country. So I think that's the biggest thing. And losing her at this moment that is so critical turning point for this country shows that, you know, we really need to gather together and see what's the next steps that we can take to better this country.
My name is Shaila Dixit, and I'm one of the co-organizers, along with Marilyn.
Why did you all think it was important to organize this event here in Walnut Creek?
I just felt like there was a need to be in community at a time when we are not connected, and to really reaffirm the values. We couldn't just let her go without acknowledging, in community, everything she's done for us.
What will you be doing to carry her legacy forward?
Well, I'm an immigrant mom, and I'm a domestic violence counselor. I work with women and children every day who've lost their voices, who've lost their rights. So if I were to reflect on her legacy, I'm going to make sure that I listen to every voice that's raised, that I hear the problems, I make sure everybody's treated who walks through our doors with equality and equity. And I carry those values into my home. Teaching my children, they're the next generation.
My name is Martin Babuena, I'm 18 years old. RBG didn't change the world in one day. It comes from many, many small actions and many, many people there with her. You know, again, you need to show up for every moment, for every opportunity there is to bring our world closer to a better future. And so some people might say, oh, this doesn't really have an impact. But if it just had an impact on one person, what one person said here has an impact on one of the people going around, that's progress. And that's how we keep going.
And a theme of tonight was honoring her as a gender justice warrior. And so why do you think it's important for men and people of all gender identities to really stand in solidarity with women?
Allyship. I think one of the people who was speaking said at best that my privilege as a male needs to be used to help those who lack that privilege. When you have strength, you have to help lift others up alongside you. That's your duty as a human being.
One of the asks of the organizers tonight was to say, what are you going to do going forward to keep the legacy and keep doing the work? So what's your part?
I signed up to be a poll worker. I turned 18 this June, so I'm definitely voting. The most important part of, you know, moving our country forward is making sure every voice is heard. If our voting rights are secured, if people are encouraged to vote, then everything will come in due time.
I'm Mia Murphy, and I thought it was important to be here because I want to uphold the whole commitment issue, and I come out here every Saturday to a protest it's a daily protest. On Saturdays, we march through Walnut Creek, and I felt as if it would be helpful to come out here and listen to other people's stories because I go and I speak my story, and I just, you know, I want to get justice for Miles Hall, a man who was murdered by WCPD. I'm a supporter, I'm an ally, and
you say you go and you share your story. Do you want to share anything about your story?
Well, I'm a Black Jewish lesbian, and I go to Northgate High School, and I've experienced a lot of discrimination with racism, homophobia, and anti-Semitism there, and I feel that it was important for me to use my voice to kind of share with others about that this is a reality and it's happening in Walnut Creek. It's not just happening in Oakland or somewhere else. It's happening here in a town that I grew up in. And so I want to make sure that a lot of these privileged folks who like to turn a blind eye to our cries know that we're out here and we need support.
The event was a collaboration between Contra Costa County, women-led activist groups, Justice for Miles Hall, among others. Sharon Sabota, Pacifica Radio, KPFA, Walnut Creek.